Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacket. He talks about Matt almost with awe. Herbert launches downfield. It's Johnson in stride. Touchdown, Chargers. 60 yards. Justin Herbert just flicks it, and after a...
Last night, Chargers win. They beat the Raiders. And, in addition to that, the Bucs got a late win against the Texans. Very dramatic final drive for Baker Mayfield. I mean, I feel like if you're an impartial football fan, Baker's a fun watch.
Baker's awesome.
He ran and did a flip.
Yeah.
Hit into a flip. A couple big throws. And then the Bucs with 9 seconds left at the two.
Yeah.
With a timeout, they have the opportunity to run or pass. And they ran it in. Bucky Irving for the game-winning touchdown, and they win in Houston.
Did you see when it looked like Mayfield was injured bad and then he got up? So he got tackled from behind. It looked like he immediately went down and grabbed his knee. And I went, oh, no, like Mayfield, like that could be, you never know. Guy grabs his knee immediately, and you think that that could be bad. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's a guy in the league that's been like center of fights and trash talk, he goes over to Mayfield, and he says something. And Mayfield, who is down on the ground holding his knee, pops up like a bolt of lightning to get in this guy's face. Trevor Sikkema had a good tweet. The antidote for any Baker Mayfield injury is anyone remotely talking trash to him within a 50-mile radius. Because he just flew up in the air like, I'm ready. And then he wins the game. So I love Baker.
Yep. It'll be a fun game when he comes here. He and the Bucs, provided everybody's, you know, healthy and all that.
Yep.
Bills are 2-0. Bucs are 2-0. Chargers 2-0. I guess the question Bills fans might be kind of dealing with right now, and I don't know when the answer to this actually comes, but which defense do you think is their real defense? The Ravens defense? The Jets defense? Somewhere in the middle, and where is it closer? Right?
Because it is the extreme ends of both on the spectrum, right? Like,
yeah,
they looked as bad as you possibly could against the Ravens, and they held Justin Fields to 27 passing yards.
I had my buddy showed me a stat, and I almost didn't believe it. And if it's not real, you let me know. But it's one of these ones where the stats online, and I thought that sounds wrong, and he Googled it, and it was right. The Bills gave up the fewest yards they'd given up in like 25 years.
I saw
35 years.
The Bills actually tweeted out, what was it? I thought fewest something since 1990.
Yeah, fewest yards
on the road.
154
maybe.
Yards in a game. Total yards, the fewest since 1990. And I kind of thought, that can't be right.
Yeah, from the Bills. 154 yards allowed, fewest of Bills in a Bills road game. Since
okay.
December 9th, 1990.
Okay, because I was thinking about games where they gave up the fewest yards in team history. There's a game against the Browns where they gave up, I don't know, like negative yardage. They won
really?
They won a game here against the Browns in the Tequio Spikes era. It's a 4 o'clock game against the Browns. I don't know why I'm remembering this so vividly.
Okay.
I feel like the Browns had negative passing yardage in that game. So, Bills Browns history.
Is that one of the 8-0 or 6-3 games?
No.
The Browns didn't win the game with having a negative yardage?
The Bills won 37-7 in December in a game against the Browns. Luke McCown passed for 62 yards. The Browns leading rusher had 13.
Okay.
Like the total. Yeah, total yards in that game.
I'm looking at it here.
The Browns had 26 yards.
Yeah, I've got passing yards 67, rushed for 29, and lost 70 to sacks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the
pretty good.
What's that? 2004, 2005? What year is that?
2004, December 12th.
Okay,
that's the record.
Total yards 26.
Yeah, it's the fewest yards the Bills have ever given up in a game.
All right, now I feel better.
Yeah.
So the defense was great on Sunday, but that was I can remember the Browns had net negative passing yards.
Right, because all the games I see here are home games. Like they gave up 53 yards to the Jets in 2022 in Week 18.
Yeah.
So they've got a couple of those on here. 26 yards. Yeah, the Jets still crossed. This is where like I kind of hate garbage time though. It's like all the numbers are just like kind of fake, right? Tyrod at the end and yep. They're playing super soft defense and it's like how about we just count when your starter leaves? Right. Once all the backups are in, do we really should count that, cuz that should have been like a 50-yard performance from the Jets in total. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't pass the ball. So really, like, there's no doubt they're somewhere in between week one and week two as a defense. And I want to believe that they're closer to the week two performance against everybody except Baltimore. I don't know that there's another offense in the league that I would expect is going to make the Bills look like the Ravens did in week one. Who would it be? Is there another offense right now you'd say, yeah, they could do that to the Bills? No answers. No ability to stop them other than maybe punching out a ball, and that's it. Like, because I think they could hold Philadelphia in check from what I'm seeing from them. I think they could do it to Kansas City. I think they could do it to everybody, right? Green Bay might be the next answer. Like, what would they look like against Green Bay? And that wouldn't be till the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I don't know that even them, like, they'd have no answers for the Packers. Where it would just look like the Baltimore game where there's going to move up and down the field. I think that's a one-team problem right now.
803-0550 is our phone number if you want to jump in. Yeah, which one is the more real or which one matters more? There's probably a point to be made about that. Like, it's nice to, you know, look good in games against the Jets, and it'll be nice to dominate Spencer Rattler. But, you know, outside of that will matter for the one seed to not have letdowns, try and get all the way to the one seed. But how much is it really, you know, make a difference other than that? Phil in Buffalo's up. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. The upper echelon quarterbacks that we play, we simply have to outscore those teams. We can't, our defense has a tough time against upper echelon quarterbacks, top tier, and even the second tier quarterbacks. We just have a tough time. And especially those offenses that are well-balanced. So it's really simple for our defense. When we play really good quarterbacks, we have to outscore the other team at least 80% of the time, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line with this defense.
Is that different for any team out there?
It couldn't. It might not be, but yeah. I would say the top defenses, I would say it is different for some of the top defense. Now, Baltimore, you know, I mean, against Buffalo, I think that was a little bit of a fluke, but it's Josh Allen, so it's really not a fluke. But if you put Baltimore up against Joe Burrow, I think they're going to have some success. Or against Patrick Mahomes, I think they're going to have more success than the Bills' defense would have against those same offenses.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is like, you know, hey, it was Josh Allen. That shouldn't we do the same thing for? Hey, it was Lamar Jackson. Isn't it the same thing?
Unless it's Derrick Henry.
But it was Lamar Jackson is the current leader of all time in quarterback rating.
All right.
And he also runs, and he has Derrick Henry. Like, it's not wrong to say like they need to outscore. I am of the same belief. You know, the Bills have kind of been, and they overhauled their defense this year. They're chasing, trying to stop these teams, and they have not had answers against Kansas City. And that really is the thing here. The last couple seasons, the last two seasons, whether it's injury or whatever it is, they have, you know, what? Not had answers for Mahomes.
Mahomes look better against them than any other team in the playoffs.
Even when their offense is not this juggernaut, the Ravens kind of look like they are good against everybody. The Chiefs don't look good against everybody. They just look good, they look good against you.
Which is why, like, that's the most annoying part, because I think right now Baltimore's the only juggernaut in the league offensively other than the Bills. And I still got that team over there that they don't look impressive week to week, and I still have to sit here and think, like, you know, they could look unimpressive all year, and I'm still going to go into a playoff game thinking like, they might get 30 on the Bills today.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
But how many of these offenses do I feel like, oh, I've got to outscore them? Like, Indy right now is first in the league in yards per play. If we're taking that seriously, are the Chargers that? The Chargers would be the team to ask. They're averaging a little bit more than the Bills right now. They've got a bunch of offense through two games. They haven't finished drives as much, but they could be that team. I'm not, like, terrified, though, of them. I think they look really good. But, no, like, Baltimore is the only one for me right now. And hopefully this is going to be the year where the Kansas City magic stops. You might not play them.
Larry and Elma is up next. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I was just calling because, I mean, the Ravens put up 40 against the Browns, and I would think going into the season people would have thought the Browns' defense would have been something. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have thought that the Browns' defense was possibly going to be better than the Bills after last year, and they still dropped 40 on them. So, you know, it may just be it's Baltimore.
Yeah,
that 1-2 combo of Lamar and Henry is just a problem.
Yeah, they got their points really late, though,
yeah, they
and it was on turnovers. Like, they had, let's see, it was 13-3 late in the third quarter. So they had 13 points. Henry had done nothing. Henry had, like, 5 carries for 5 yards at the half. So Cleveland was doing it. They were stopping Baltimore. And then Flacco throws a pick, and here's the second touchdown of the game for Baltimore starts at the Cleveland 5-yard line. They have first and goal at the 5. That's where their drive began. So they score there. They put one more long touchdown drive together, and then they got another, like, starting in Cleveland territory because Flacco threw a pick. So I'm not taking credit away from them. I think they're the best offense in football next to the Bills. But that 41 points, it wasn't looking very – Cleveland was doing the job. They were keeping them in check through 2.5 quarters.
I also don't know if Cleveland should we have thought of them as a good defense? I mean, they have Myles Garrett.
I think they're a fine defense. They're not some. They were amazing a couple years ago. They're not that anymore. They're fine, I think.
Yeah.
They still have Denzel Ward, right? Like, they got a couple guys that are pretty good.
Yeah. Last year they got the Browns have also had these, like, magical moments from Joe Flacco, right? Like, Flacco threw for 300 yards a game, and
yeah,
that was at the end of
stole comeback player of the year.
Was that last year?
It was the year before.
Year before, okay.
He stole comeback player of the year.
Why did he need to put up 400 yards a game? Was it because their defense was giving it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really fighting it or disputing and saying you're wrong. It's just a matter of, like, I think what we're kind of getting at is, like, yeah, that's Baltimore, like, and that's the Bills.
But, like, Baltimore, even in that game, here's, what is this, their first 8 drives of the game for Baltimore went punt, field goal, punt, touchdown, punt, 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 field goal. Like, that was the beginning of their not even just the beginning. That was into the third quarter. So, they still got their points at the end of it. I'm not meaning to tell you they're not one of the top 2 offenses in the league. Just, I think you can do it. It's just really, really hard to do it for 4 quarters.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. We also are waiting to see a lot of the Bills' defense come back. Now, if Milano's out, let's say Milano and Taron Johnson are unable to go on Thursday.
Okay.
Let's run down the list. Oliver's out. Oliver, Milano, Taron Johnson, Max Hairston, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. I'm at 6. Who am I missing? Am I missing somebody else? That's it. That's all 6? That's
maybe
everybody?
Maybe Cam Lewis.
Cam Lewis, I'm at 7.
6, yeah.
But, like, starters. Missing half of a defense. Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Hairston. Those 3 are out for at least 4 to 6 weeks in different cases.
Yeah.
And Hairston probably closer to 6.
Yeah. They did destroy Miami last year with all backups in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jamarcus Ingram had a pick 6 in that game. Cam Lewis, I think, started in that game. Dorian Williams would have started in that game. So for this opponent, I feel like they could probably get by.
Greg in Toronto is next up. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Earlier you were talking about getting Bosa to double-digit sacks. I don't want Bosa to double-digit sacks. The reason why he hasn't been able to, get to double-digit sacks previously is because he's been hurt. So, you know, I don't like game management any way, shape, or form. I'm in Toronto, and back in 2019, we had Kawhi Leonard on
game management all the time. And I took my kid to the game against the Celtics, and he didn't play, right? And he wasn't, not because he was hurt. So I'm not a fan of it. But if we want to be important in November, December, and January, I think we rest them. Like, there's no way they're going to lose against the Dolphins on Thursday. So just give them a rest day. Give them a, you know, game management day, I think. And don't worry about the double-digit sack thing, in my opinion.
Well, the idea of – we wouldn't talk about chasing double-digit sacks. It's a matter of, is he going to, you know, continue to play? And as I pointed out, like, last year, he missed games 4, 5, and 6. He played three and then missed three games and then came back and played and only had three more sacks in the next, like, 10 weeks. So I don't think anybody's choosing to go ahead and say, hey, let's try to get him double-digit sacks. It's if he's healthy – what you're talking about, Greg, here is, like, if he's healthy, does he play? If he's healthy, he probably plays.
I think your management of him is probably, for them, going to be more rest days on – Will they do rest days on Wednesdays for him, like during the season,
if
like
they think
practice?
If they think that's best for him. You'd also wonder what they want to do with him for or what he wants to do. He's on a one-year prove-it kind of contract, right, where prove you can stay healthy. All right, maybe part of staying healthy is going to be that you get load management. Okay, that's part of it. But if he has a chance to put up 14 sacks – isn't he going to want to do that as an...
He's going to want it because he has incentives in his contract.
He has incentives, and he's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
And if Joey Bosa stays healthy and puts up 8 sacks on load management, or stays healthy and puts up 14 on a little less load management, are you running a risk? It's possible, but for him, it could be a $10 million difference.
Yeah, he has incentives for playing time and for sacks. So... for 45% of the playing time, he gets $250,000. To 55%, that goes up to $750,000. And then 65%, he gets $1 million. Which 65% for him all year would be, I think, really impressive. The sack incentives. He gets, for 12 sacks, he gets $2 million bucks if he gets the 12. He gets the 10, it's 1.5. He gets the 8, it's $750,000, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, he's going to want to play because... I mean, if Bosa, a goal of his could be, I'm going to play 65% of the snaps and get to 12 sacks this year. That's $3 million more dollars on his contract. So, yeah, he's going to want it.
803-0550. Tim in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got a quick question, more of a dilemma. I mean, I'm a Bass fan. There's no question about it. He's made a couple of really good kicks. But... I can tell you the past two games with Prater out there, I don't get nervous. I don't think, oh my gosh, it's a 24-yard, it's a 37-yard, is he going to make it? You know, with Bass, he's hurt off and on, and you just never know what kicker you're going to get. And this guy seems to walk up very calm, very cool, very collected, and he just puts it through. And even on the extra points with Bass, sometimes you're worried that, is he going to make an extra point? And like I said, I'm not trying to bash him, but I know he's been hurt, and I think you're going to have a pretty tough decision when it comes back because I don't know about the other fans or how you guys feel, but there's no worry at all in my mind anymore when he steps up and goes for a field goal. That's
just how I feel. Yeah, thanks, Tim. I think, respectfully, this is 100% psychology of a fan. I mean, Prater hasn't missed yet, so that'll instill some confidence. He was perfect last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was 6 for 6 on kicks. The three previous years, he was 81, 88, and 85. And Tyler Bass, last 3 years, are 87, 83, 83. Like, they're not that different. So, it's, I don't want to say it's like voodoo. I don't know what it is. It's telling me you feel better about a goalie than the other goalie, and their stats are not that different. But one guy is hot right now, so that would make you feel better. Like, is Prater going to go all year without a miss?
No. No, he won't go the whole year without
probably
a miss.
Probably not. Yeah. He hasn't missed yet. So I'm not someone that when Bass goes up there to kick, I feel nervous. I don't have that feeling. the most memorable kick I have for Bass. I mean, he's got the 60-yarder against Miami, where if they miss it, they go to overtime.
Yep.
And the other one is when he walked on the field and missed against Kansas City, and I thought, if you make this, you're going to lose anyway.
I remember looking back and thinking that he really never, in my mind, ever cost them the game.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think they were going to win that Kansas City playoff game had he made the field goal. So I guess that's the one, if you believe that, but I don't. Career, other than that, like, he's made the field goals at the end of games. So
what year did the extra point move?
Probably right around when Bass started, like 2020, 2019, would be my guess.
Because I want to look at that, just again, the numbers of it. The NFL moved the extra point in 2015.
Okay, longer than that.
So 2015. Oh. So okay. Prater's career, including the 2015 season, his extra point percentage, Prater, is, I got an ad in my way, 95.7%.
Okay.
Tyler Bass, career extra point percentage is 96.4.
Bass basically is the same.
Better. 0.7. Like Bass has been better at extra points since they moved it to the new location. Now, that said, what's Prater done the last couple seasons at it? He's been great at it. 100% this year, 100% last year, 95.7 the year before. Where was Bass? Last year, not good, 92. Like that's what I mean by...
Kickers, it's a hot and cold business?
It can be hot and cold. I mean, Bass in his first 4 years on extra point percentage, 96.6, 100, 96.0, and 98. Last year, a down year.
Yeah.
Prater comes in hot. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying the Bills would be disagreeing with it, because the psychology of a decision like this would matter, and you might say, like, I feel better about this guy right now. We're going to go with the guy we feel better with.
I wonder if they care at all about the late game stuff, too. Late season weather conditions, right? Like, Prater, would they be thinking, even if Prater could not miss by the time Tyler Bass comes back, and would they think, it's gone great, he's 41 and he's never kicked on a team that's been consistently in cold weather?
Denver.
He was in Denver, okay.
Yeah, but it's been a while. He hasn't kicked.
That was a while
he hasn't
ago,
kicked.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been in Detroit and Arizona for the last decade.
Two dome teams.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So there are factors at work here, for sure. Thanks, Tim, for the phone call. Like I said, I think it's psychology, but that doesn't have to mean it's wrong. And the Bills could,
right.
You know, you go with someone you feel better with. Kickoffs also matter. Are they going to continue to be happy with how Prater does on kickoffs? Like, that's a part of it,
well,
too.
Well, what helps him now maybe is that you don't want to boom it through the back of the end zone.
Right.
Because a year ago, I'd say, well, I can't get you to touchbacks, but now I don't want touchbacks.
Now I want a landing zone.
Right.
So the big leg isn't exactly something. You just need accuracy with those. 803-0550. Howard picks the Bills when we return. And we will chat about his picks. It's exciting, right? Very exciting. 803-0550 on WGR.
A tradition unlike any other.
I don't want to do that.
What?
Can't I just sit in the corner and drink?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I know Josh has had some struggles in years past against the Jets, but I think he should be able to carve that defense up, so I'll take the Bills.
Pressure coming, flees the pocket, gonna take off and run. He's got the first down and more. 40, 50. Allen puts the ball in his left hand, stiff arms a man, and is out of bounds into Jets territory at the New York Jets 39-yard line. It's a 50-yard run.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Howard Simon's going to pick the Bills here after the Bills' 30-10 win over the Jets. Dominant performance, stress-free. Feet up there in the Howard Simon bunker.
Out stress-free. Let's not just, you know, go right past that.
Not fully true. Josh ran off the field.
That was the only moment.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How many of you had really bad thoughts in those few seconds?
All of us.
Once I saw the blood dripping, I thought it's probably just the nose.
Even just he runs, like, he sprints right off the field. Like, oh, my God, what just happened? Why is he running that fast to the sideline? Like, not he's down, the trainers are coming out. It was... uh-oh, what happened? And, like, the Bills season just flashed before my eyes in those few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not I did not like that part.
Well, let's get to picking the Bills because, you know, why not? It's time. And
He's picked them to go 12-5 each of the first two season attempts.
Methinks that number's going up.
17-0.
I'm just saying.
I've been asked the question. Do you think they're going to go 17-0?
You know, why do you do this to me? You see, Joe, this is why this segment always bothered me, because he's a you-know-what disturber. He just sits there and he throws little things out there and he gets me in trouble. You know, like, you know, he gives me these notes about a couple of games last week, so I pick him to lose, and then he yells at me for why. You just told me so-and-so's record in December. So he does that stuff. Now he's saying 17-0. So if they don't go 17-0, he's going
to
yell at me.
And so if you don't pick them to go 17-0, you come off like a jerk.
Right. Yeah. And it's his fault. I'm pointing to Jeremy for those of you that aren't watching.
What can I say? All right, let's get to the Bills and see if you do go 17-0. Of course, it's a short week and a game against Miami. The Dolphins, most likely, last appearance in this stadium, unless they turn it around and get a wild card.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Not good.
Is it Mike McDaniel's last game as head coach of the Dolphins at Highmark Stadium?
I'm going to maintain that they want to tank once it goes the wrong way.
But it's possible. It's a long week. They could just promote whoever the special teams coach is.
And they're actually, they're in the, quote, softer part of their schedule. This was the part, not the Bills game, of course, but this was the where they were supposed to get off to a good start because they're playing non-playoff teams from last year. Yeah, their offense bounced back after the game against the Colts, so that's good. But Tua threw a critical interception in the fourth quarter. But they're secondary right now. No offense. I hope this doesn't come back to haunt me. They're trash. Like, they have no cornerbacks. The Bills should eat that secondary up on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I would take the Bills to win. I'd be stunned if Miami comes in here and wins that game. I really would.
Yeah?
Stunned.
12.5 points.
12.5 points.
By the way, that's a big line.
A year ago, Miami was favored. I mean, the game was in Miami, but they were favored against the Bills, and now it's a 12.5 point spread.
That line's, I'm surprised it's not even moving. Like, doesn't seem like enough to me.
Because it started at 9.5 and it already moved, maybe, so.
But Oliver is probably out. Now Milano might be out. Don't know about, you know, is Taron Johnson coming back? The Bills have injuries on the defensive side.
Yep.
That could be affecting the line, but they should have no problem. And, of course, Josh's numbers against the Dolphins are just eye-popping.
I see 13.5 at one, but so it might start moving in other places.
Josh has never lost a home game to the Dolphins, just so you know.
I don't expect him to start this week.
No.
Saints at Bills.
It's
what's the spread? Joe wants to know if it's going to get to 20.
I want to know if it gets to 20.
When was the last time the Bills were favored in a game by 20 or more points? Ever? Was it ever?
I don't know. I brought up the other day that Denver was once favored by 27 over Jacksonville when they had Peyton Manning. I don't know what the Bills' record is. I probably should know what is the Bills' record. I'll find that.
Okay. I will take a win over the Saints.
Win. Then home for the Patriots, Sunday Night Football. I just want to point out, this is where I do the old talk you into something. I'm not really going to talk you that much.
Oh, my goodness. See what I said, John?
But
he's doing it again.
It wouldn't be that bad if this game were meaningful. The Patriots' next two games are home against the Steelers and then home against the Panthers.
Could win both.
Could they be 3-1 and the Bills are 4-0 and it's a Sunday night game? That'd be juicy, and then the Bills, you know, like smash them by like 30.
That would be nice. Yeah, I like Drake May. You know, I still think, I know Diggs and Hollins are there, and I think Hollins had a touchdown the other day, didn't he? They still need work on the wide receiving core. I'm not sold on the defensive side of things. I will take the Bills to beat the Patriots, but, you know, New England looks like they're the second best team in the division.
The record for the Bills is 20. They were favored by 20 points against the Jeff George 0-6 Colts in 1991. And they covered.
They covered. There you go.
So 20 is the record. I think there's a chance they could break the record. Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Against New Orleans.
So, Bills, Patriots, you're picking the win.
Yeah.
Then the Bills go to Atlanta to play the Falcons on a Monday night.
That last Falcons game, huh? Woof. I had the Bills a couple times losing to the Falcons in this wonderful segment. That we all love. I'm going to take a Bills victory.
Bills victory.
They looked good on defense, Atlanta. There are some super impressive throws. Other times it looks tough, but
take the Bills. Bills win over the Falcons. Then bye week and off to Carolina to play the Panthers.
I'll take the Bills.
Bills still unbeaten at this point. Feeling good. Home against the Chiefs. Did you enjoy that Chiefs game? Chiefs Eagles.
I did. You know, blowout would have been nicer. But it, you know, the irony of Chiefs fans complaining about calls not going for their team.
Ball in the tush push.
Just too, and they were right. I mean, they definitely missed at least one or two false starts.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Are we going to yell about the tush push for a whole year again?
Yes. Oh, God, I hope not.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. It's going to happen.
Who cares?
Dean Blandino on the broadcast.
Oh, he was angry.
Yeah, he's like, this is
I'm
dumb.
I'm done with it.
He's like, this play is stupid. How do you officiate it?
Yeah.
I heard Terry Bradshaw had a rant about, like, everybody's,
really?
It's going to keep happening.
Hopefully everybody gets to, it's bad for the sport, get rid of it.
I keep hearing everyone include in their commentary also, they're going to get rid of it. But here's why I hate it right now.
They were close.
How many votes away?
Season.
Like 3 votes away?
It was close,
It was very close. They need 3/4 of the league to vote for something.
Wasn't there?
It's like 24, right? 24 out of 32.
24 out of 32. Yeah. 75% clearance is a big number to get to.
Wasn't the report the day before that they thought it would get banned?
Yes.
And then someone switched
just
votes?
Short. Yep. Yeah. All right. So anyway, what do you got?
Take the Bills to win.
Bills over the Chiefs.
That's the earliest we're talking about 17-0, right?
I mean,
that's 8-0 and they beat the Chiefs. I think it's coming up.
If they beat Atlanta, people are going to talk about it. It's a road game, prime time. That's also the earliest we can know that they will not go to Arrowhead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This year, which I think is already looking like that game. If they're up 2 games on Kansas City, the Chiefs would have to run the table to get to that point. And then the Bills beat them, they'd be up 4 games on the Chiefs.
Yep.
Like, you're not going to Arrowhead this year.
No, thank goodness. Well, of course, if the Chiefs come here, there's no guarantee in the playoffs.
No, I'm just saying you have to go to Arrowhead.
No, I'm good with that.
Bills at Dolphins.
I'll take a sweep over the Dolphins.
Bucks at Bills in the he's got that dog in him bowl. Baker and Josh.
Absolutely.
One of them happens to be 6'6".
Just
the other one's like,
couple of dogs.
He got that dog in a bowl.
Hey, 17-0, not going to happen. I'll take the Bucks.
Bucks. Bills, Texans.
Huh. I didn't even think about it. I was watching the game last night. I forgot they were playing them in back-to-back weeks, those two teams.
Joey Bosa's going to have 5 sacks in that game.
I tell you, I'm going to take the Texans, but you're right, Joe. I think I reserve the right to turn that around because Stroud has just nothing in front of him. So, but for now, I'll leave it. It's a tough short week. I'll leave it as a Houston win.
Owen might want to take video and get a GIF of my reaction when you actually just
said
the Texans.
I saw you flinch.
It's like somebody put smelling salts in front of me.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
What? You picked what?
Houston.
All right.
This is why I love this segment. What's their record right now?
9-2.
9-2, and you're angry.
They were 9-0. All of a sudden, you've got them falling apart.
Go ahead, move
falling
on.
Falling apart.
We're on to Pittsburgh.
Going to the Steelers.
Take a win.
Win over the Steelers.
I love seeing it. Didn't Aaron Rodgers say it's good they actually lost the game other day?
I'm sure he did.
He said it was actually a good thing they lost?
Go ahead. Bengals at Bills.
Who are we going with at quarterback here?
Well, Burrow would have to be back ahead of schedule
to
play in this game. So Jake Browning.
I'm Browning.
Browning? Yeah. I'll take
Unless they trade for somebody, which they could do that too.
For now, it's Browning in this pick. I'll take the Bills.
Bills at Patriots.
Bills.
Bills at Browns.
Bills.
Eagles at Bills.
Eagles.
Tush push. So annoying.
The tush push bowl. How about just both teams just run the tush push? That'll get it banned. McDermott and just agreed. You want to just do tush pushes all day?
Like 17 of them.
By the way, if it's they've only got 2 losses going into the Eagles game, they're already resting. You don't have to play.
There you go. That's why they lose.
Like Baltimore would have to have run the table to be alive. You have a 2-game lead on Baltimore.
Unless the Chargers are leading the West and they're
fine. All right, you're right.
But then it's going to be the old, are you going to rest Josh Allen and not have him play for 3 weeks?
Sure.
Well, he'd have to start anyway just to keep the streak going.
It's defendable. They're not doing
it. He rested for a month before playing in the Baltimore game.
He also...
And he also put up 250 yards in the fourth quarter.
He also played against the Dolphins in a Week 18 game that meant nothing before. Like, they will not rest him for 3 weeks.
You should remind the people that are mad that Lamar threw a bunch of touchdowns in garbage time against the Ravens that the Bills did also do that against the Dolphins, putting up 56 in that game. The Bills have been known to play Josh and stack some stats, too. It's okay. Everybody does it. Jets at Bills.
Bills.
All right, so 15-2.
No, 14-3.
14-3. Who's the third loss?
Eagles.
Eagles.
14-3. It's a 2-win improvement though from last week.
Love it.
He was He must have been really impressed by that Jets win. The conference looks bad.
Yeah, I think that's more of the latter because I wasn't. I actually thought the Jets game was going to be tougher than it was. I didn't think the Jets offense would look like past Jets offenses after watching the Steelers game, which means the Steelers defense just blows chunks.
You didn't have Trubisky throwing for more yards than Justin Fields in this game?
I forgot. That's right. He had, what, 31?
30, it was 32 versus 27. Yeah.
32? Yeah.
I did not have you saying blows chunks on my bingo card today. Here.
Is that okay? Did you have to hit the dump button?
No, I think it's all right. It's all right, fine. Yeah.
I think.
I try and spice up the morning show when I can. I've seen the ratings.
Good thing you started now. Now good thing, good. Right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Only took you 20 years to get going. Now he's on fire.
Joe, I can't believe you work with this guy.
What else is new? How are the Mets?
Kids getting married Saturday.
Oh,
Saturday. Awesome.
Very good.
So we've diverted away from the Mets and focused on son getting married Saturday.
You know you can't wear your Air Monarchs there, right?
Why not? They're dressy.
It would be legendary.
Josh is entered a deal with New Balance, didn't he?
I saw that.
Yeah.
He did.
We're now sneaker bros.
He's not wearing those New Balance.
I don't know what he's wearing.
I have an extra pair if he needs them.
Hold on. I'm just saying. The wedding is Saturday.
Yeah.
Nationals Mets at 4:10 p.m. What are you going to be?
I got to be taking pictures at 4:30.
Uh-huh. Dad, take a picture. Uh-huh. Hold on. He's looking at his phone.
I'm on my phone.
Hold on. Wait. Soto's up.
Wait. How about this? Check this out. Long story short, there's two different ceremonies.
Oh.
The first one is actually Thursday at 5:30. And then we go to a dinner at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And guess what's happening at 8:15, 8:20?
On Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Bills.
Thank you.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to manage this. Like, is it okay to step away from a dinner after a wedding ceremony to go, I've got to go watch the football game?
Here's what you do. You say, I decided I'm going back to work at GR. You say that. I'm like, I got to see the game. I'm going back.
I'm on the air in the morning.
I'm going back. I decided I'm not retired anymore. Then you watch it, and you wake up the next morning, and you change my mind. I thought I had to watch it for
that's
work.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. Okay.
I mean,
it's good.
I like that.
I don't know if it'll work, but
I like that.
You can watch the game. All right. What else?
Anything else? On Prime Video, right? Nonetheless. He's got to figure out how that works.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the restaurant that we're in
has
Prime Video.
Yeah, they're probably updated.
Or whatever. I'll find a way. Well, we're actually...
Cast it from your phone to your TV.
Yeah,
you definitely know how to do that, I'm sure.
Who?
You cast it from your phone to your TV.
Do what?
Never mind.
Was that a term? Cast? Like fishing? Cast?
I'll teach you.
I think you know how to do this. He's doing the Belichick. I'm not on Snap Face. He's doing that. You're doing that.
Toctic?
You know how to cast.
Yeah.
Right?
Cast?
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
I'm not sure he knows.
I think he knows.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
See ya.
803-0550 here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On WGR. All right, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday, September 16th. What do we got? What do we got in life? How are you feeling?
You know, it's a nice Tuesday, no sports on. Just take a break from everything, right? Look at your fantasy standings today. That's what Tuesday
fantasy
is all about.
Football.
Go look at your standings and just bask in being in first place all over the place.
Everybody alive in the old chop leagues? You've been chopped out anywhere?
No.
Nope, not chopped.
Can't get chopped when you have Wandell Robinson and Quentin Johnston.
That's good.
I got saved by Joey Burrow leaving that game. I was.
He is the Grim Reaper in guillotine.
Yeah.
Week one, going how it normally goes, and then week two, injured, just brutal.
You see the hot thing to do with Burrow right now is to compare him to Andrew Luck, that he's going to be the next Andrew Luck, where he's great, and he'll never get the protection that he needs, and he'll just be done.
And the Bengals are going to make him quit.
Yeah.
Maybe they should build him a line that can protect for him. He keeps getting hit. Shouldn't that be every single thing they put their money into in the next, 2 years? Like, this guy gets hurt all the time. We need to build him the best line in football.
What money are they going to spend doing anything? They don't do that.
The money they didn't want to pay Hendrickson.
Right.
Right. 803-0550. On Burrow and all that, it's tough. You know, as a fan, what do you do? I saw our buddy Joe Goodberry pointing out, he covers the Bengals, Bengals on the Brain. We've had him on the show before, that it's not just Burrow. If you think about the Bengals' injury luck over the years, it's been terrible. Carson Palmer was amazing and busted his knee on the first play of a playoff game where he threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
That team could have done damage, and Carson Palmer ends up, he comes back and has a career still, but he was Burrow before Burrow. This guy's legit. Fun to watch. Knee. See you later.
Right.
So, I don't know. There's more to it too. Like the bad luck for the Bengals. See if who else I have here for the injury luck for them, because it's not just Palmer, it's not just Burrow. Maybe it happened to Dalton at some point, but right before the playoffs, just really bad luck for Cincinnati.
Right. McCarron started that game that they lost to.
Here it is
to the Steelers when Antonio Brown got knocked out.
So here are all the years. Yeah. 20 years. 2005, Carson Palmer blows his knee out playoffs against Pittsburgh. 2008. Tears his UCL in his elbow, misses the whole season. 2015, Andy Dalton breaks his thumb as the Bengals look like the best team in the league. That's 2015, he said. 2020, rookie Joe Burrow, left knee, taken out, tears everything in his rookie year. 2023, playing through major calf injury, Burrow falls on his wrist, tears ligaments in a rare injury. 2025, Burrow tears ligaments in his toe. It's one thing, it's not even like an ACL, it's super serious turf toe.
Right.
Which, I don't know if that's more rare, whatever. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times since 2005 that the starting quarterback has been, shut down. That's tough. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. We'll get some calls in. If you want to jump on, you can. On the Bills defense, you know what the expectations should be. We talked a lot about Bosa today, and we'll keep chopping it up with you here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.